I really wanted to get remote control race cars with my brother, but instead we got a truck. And we have to share.
Maybe it's not what you wanted, but you can still be glad that you got a present. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. I'm so glad that you're joining me today. Birthday presents are a lot of fun, especially when you get exactly what you want. But that doesn't always happen, does it? And that's a great chance to show how God gives you a thankful attitude. Remember, God gave us the greatest gift, being saved through faith in Jesus. Then He fills us with the Holy Spirit, who helps us to be grateful for what we get, even if it's a little different than what we wanted. That's what our story is all about today. It's called Remote Control Part 1. I sure hope we get remote control race cars for our birthday, Ezra said as he and his twin brother waited to be picked up from school. Me too, said Louie. But with Dad out of work, you know we won't get them, he kicked at a stone on the sidewalk. Don't be so sure, said Ezra. When Aunt Elizabeth called last week, she asked what we wanted, and I told her we wanted the cars. Who knows? She might get them for us. When the boys arrived home, there was a large package on the table. It was for them, a package from Aunt Elizabeth. Could it be? It was a remote control car. Well, sort of. A remote control truck? Asked Louie. Not a race car? And just one? Ezra looked at him in disbelief. You mean we have to share it? Looks like you do, said Mom. The boys sighed, but they took turns playing with the truck and learning to use the remote control. It's tricky to back up the truck with that trailer attached, Louie said after a while. I didn't expect it to be like this. What'd you expect? Asked Mom. That each of us would get a car, said Ezra. I didn't expect to get a remote control car at all, said Louie. I suppose we should be thankful to have this truck, even if we do have to share it.
I agree with that, said Mom. Tell me, what are some things you like about it?
Well, said Ezra, it does have turbo speed.
And it came with a trailer, said Louie. It's kind of fun figuring out how to make it back up the right way.
How about calling Aunt Elizabeth to thank her? Mom suggested. Mention all the things you like about the gift and thank her for it.
The boys nodded. And maybe your new truck can also be a reminder to thank God for everything He's given you, Mom added. He gave you the best gift of all when He sent Jesus to save you, and He always provides and does what's best for you, even if it's in ways you don't expect.
Well, what about you? Do you thank others for the gifts they give you, even when it's not what you asked for or expected? Don't be like the 9 lepers in today's scripture reading who failed to say thank you. Be thankful for the gifts you receive, especially those that come from God. He doesn't always give us what we ask for, but because He gave us His own Son, we can trust Him to give us exactly what we need. Our key verse is Psalm 100, verse 4.
Be thankful to Him and bless His name.
And our key thought, be thankful.
Did you know that there are 1.9 billion kids around the world? Each one of them needs to hear about Jesus. And now you can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. These solar-powered audio Bibles hold a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories, perfect for you at home or to spread the gospel in other countries. It combines God's Word and great stories with an adorable creature feature stuffed animal. Every purchase includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know about being saved. Can you help just one other kid learn about Jesus? To learn more, go to keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.